changing America. And a lot of people talk about what they'll do to change America. But let me paint a picture for you. Next couple of days, next couple of weeks, you're going to walk into a supermarket and you're going to walk in the beer aisle and you're going to see a beer and the beer is going to say American Patriot Beer. And you're going to think to yourself, I've never seen that before. Well, let me tell you a story about American Patriot Beer. They're out to change America, one beer at a time. That's their slogan. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, American brewed, American beer. It's great. It's American Patriot Beer Light and American Patriot Beer Lager. Cool, crisp taste, American made beer made right here in America. You want to change America? Buy American. American Patriot Beer. Taking back America one beer at a time. American Patriot Beer.
It's a rags-to-riches Cinderella story. It's a heartwarming musical. It's Daddy Long Legs, presented by the Repertory Theater at the Loretto Hilton Center October 10th through November 4th. And you can win tickets right here. How? Register at KTRS.com or text the REP to 84126. And it could be you and a friend joining McGraw-Millhaven at the REP on Friday, October 12th to see Daddy Long Legs from the Repertory Theater and the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Flower arranging skills, painting skills, quilting skills.
So get loosened up, we're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air. A
woman just walked by the window who has the greatest walk. Some women know how to walk. It's that charm school, beauty pageant kind of walk. They walk like women. This chick... Nice walk. You can't hear me. I wish you could. Really a nice walk. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 9th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling, closing out in another couple of months at the end of their 70th year in business, ready to start their 71st. A fine family business, Matheny Heating and Cooling. We'll talk more about how proud they must be of young Mike Matheny and the way he's handling the baseball team this year. Oh, wait a minute.
No relation.
That's right, no relation. Still a round of introductions. What do you say at the control board? It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because
sure
they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chick.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Ibi Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy says if the Cardinals want to keep their momentum, make sure that diet includes lots of what?
Cheese.
Lots of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
He seems to think that's important for good gastrointestinal health. Give it up if you would. For Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. After we talk about your heating and cooling system, we're going to bring Bill Cleveland on here for a couple of minutes to let him tell you a little more about his whirlwind trip down south, where he took in a couple of interesting things. And I think people like to hear from other people places they discover and that they've seen, because, you know, when you plan a vacation, you got to start somewhere, and sometimes you start with things that you've heard from other people. So he'll share his Louisville Slugger factory story with you, among other things, and Graceland. Before I get into Matheny here, for as many places as Peon and his wife have been, I find out 2 days ago He went to see Louis C.K. at the Fox Theater. This guy right across from me, Dan Peon, until this past weekend, had never been in the Fox Theater.
What? Yeah.
How never. Can that be?
I don't know. Wow. What would, I mean, I don't like going to plays or anything.
I don't care. I just don't, I can't imagine how you've missed
concerts?
Ever going to the Fox.
Yeah,
because
no,
it's not like
I don't
it's
go to
one,
concerts that much.
Yeah, but it's of all kinds of variety of things, plays, concerts, all kinds of concerts. I just don't know how you missed that.
Wow.
Well, now you've been there. Good for you. 70th year this year, drawing to a close from Matheny Heating and Cooling. One of the things I think you will appreciate, and might as well not even say cooling, I don't think we're going to be kicking these air conditioners back on. I think that's it till spring. So we'll just deal with heat for now. One of the things I think you'll like, and it's not the case with every heating and cooling company, unfortunately, and that is that they don't use their technicians to sort of talk you into buying a new system. They're not salespeople. When the technician from Matheny comes out, they're not salespeople in disguise. That's the best way to put it, because I think sometimes some of these people are instructed, hey, while you're out there replacing the Johnson valve on the heating unit, tell them they need a new system, and we'll sell them a new system. And when you call for service or maintenance, that's what you get. That's what the technician is there to do, not sell you something. Now, and you're going to know without anybody telling you, if you've got a unit that's pretty much on its last leg and it's about time to get a new one, if you like Matheny, and I think you will, then of course the same people who have given you great service, you can trust to steer you in the right direction for a new heating and cooling system. And believe me, it's easy to make a mistake and be oversold. I think that there are two things you don't need. You don't need a system that's too small and incapable of doing the job, and you also don't need something that's far beyond what you need to do an adequate job. People have been doing this a long time. They've replaced lots of systems for businesses and homes, and that's the other thing. Whether it's commercial or residential, if you are in St. Louis or St. Charles County, it doesn't matter how big or how small or what the brand or the make or the model of the type is, Matheny has people that are trained well to do it right. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. On the phone, our travel guide, Bill Cleveland. So you got back when?
Yesterday afternoon when I was calling you guys. I was heading up 55 north, heading up.
Now what was the reason? Did you planned this out? You knew where you were going to go ahead of time. What caused you to head down?
Well, my brother just turned 30 years old. In fact, today he's actually 30 years old. Happy birthday, Brian! And he had a surprise birthday party in Nashville, Tennessee, and I knew I was going to go there, and I thought, what the heck, let's make a little trip of it. So I started out, I went to Louisville, Kentucky, and by the way, you have to say that correctly.
I lived Louisville. I'm familiar with that. Now, just a while ago, you said your very favorite stop was where?
Sun Studio. I'll get to that in a second. Okay. That was my very last thing that I did, but okay. I went to the Louisville Slugger Museum in Kentucky, and anyway, it's got kids, I would absolutely love this, and if you don't have kids, if you're a baseball fan, when I was there, and they make the bats right there on site. And
now, do they make all the bats for Major League Baseball there?
I don't know if they make all of the bats for there, but they have quite a few customers that are Major League Baseball players. They were making the bats for Derek Jeter of the Yankees the day we were there.
Wow!
And then right out in front is a giant bat right in front of the museum. They said it weighs like 68,000 pounds. It's about 120 feet tall. If you were to hollow out the inside, it would fill like 30,000 gallons you could fit inside. That's how big this bat is right out in front. They even had an autographed ball from President Obama and Mitt Romney, kind of like right there side by side, as well as they had the bats from Ted Williams and Ty Cobb you could actually hold on to. And
so when you say they make a custom bat for Derek Jeter, I guess other players haven't made what's so custom about it? Because they're
different length,
cool.
Different
I guess
weight.
They come out with a handful of different bats, and then they get to try them out and figure out the ones they like. And I guess they can tweak them or, you know, say, hey, I want this side a little bit bigger or this little, you know, side a little shorter or whatever. And once they figure out the bat that they like, it's saved in the computer, and each bat has a separate code. So, for example, Matt Holliday could call down and say, or have, you know, the equipment manager go and say, hey, we need 50 bats or whatever. They can blah, 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 punch it in the computer, and the thing within like half an hour can crank out, you know, 50 or 60 bats.
And I'm sure there are limitations, like Major League Baseball says, it can't be, here, either this long or this long. And,
correct.
Yeah, so you can't go beyond or below that and
you
wait.
You can't make
or
a 60-inch bat.
Yeah.
And they showed how they burned the image of Louisville Slugger on the side of the bat. And I mean, it was really pretty neat, and that wasn't very expensive to get in there. The next place I went was Churchill Downs, home of the Kentucky Derby.
Never been there.
Now, I'm not a huge race fan, but we've all seen it on TV, and it's definitely worth going to. It's really neat just to be able to stand there, and you know, obviously, since you've seen it on television, they said on race day this year there were 165,000 people right there.
Wow.
At the,
but it's actually worth seeing even when there's not a race going on?
They have races that go on during the season. I think they said their race season started at the end of October, and they do different races, but certainly nothing that draws the crowd like that.
So when they take you into where the paddock or whatever it's called, where the jockeys live, and
and you get to go and see kind of where we've all seen on television where they show off the horses when they get their position, and you get they have the numbers and everything. They show you that, and then you get to kind of walk around the track a little bit, and they have the winner's circle, and they have a separate winner's circle that they use only for the Kentucky Derby. All the rest of the races, they have a separate little winner's track. Not quite as impressive, but it was really pretty cool. Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Never, I was born in Tennessee, and I was in country music for 8 years.
There?
I have never been to the actual performance.
Wow.
Did you see the actual show?
I have to tell you, that's almost as embarrassing as Peon not going to the Fox Theater.
No, it is, because with my roots, I should have been there, but you actually saw the show.
Yeah, I've been to the Opry probably a dozen times before, but I would just say to people, even if you're not a country music fan, it's something that you should go and see, and don't be afraid of just going and hearing all twangy, old-time country music.
Hey, my daughter went, and she loved it.
I had a buddy who this past year, in the last couple of months, went through, and he sent me a text. He said, "This is absolutely incredible. It was so great."
What they've done, and they were bought out, like, I think 15, 20 years ago, and this new management company, they've done a really good job of bringing back in young talent to the Opry. So basically what you'll see is you'll see a guy like, and you know this from doing country radio, Bill Anderson Dickens or those kinds of guys. And then they mix them in with, Carrie Underwood, or just over the weekend they invited Darius Rucker, who used to be Hooting the Blowfish is the lead.
He's the first black country artist to be invited to be a part of the Grand Ole Opry in the Grand Ole Opry since Charlie Pride in, I think, the 60s. It's a big deal.
So that's something you definitely have to go see. It's really well done. Went to the Country Music Hall of Fame. That's pretty much self-explanatory. They got a really, really cool Patsy Cline exhibit they have going on right now. The Hermitage went to the, I really did a crapple of stuff. The Hermitage, I mentioned this, it's President Andrew Jackson's house. It was a former plantation. It was neat. It was really cool.
They have
the self-guided tour, which I had never done this before. Maybe you guys have. You wear a pair of headphones. You done it? Yeah. It was really neat. So I would check that out too. Graceland, what can you say? Have you guys all been to Graceland?
I've been.
It was, everybody always goes, it's not quite as big as you would expect it to be, and that's definitely true.
Well, one thing you got to see, though, that I didn't get to see because it wasn't there, you got to see the plane.
I did, yeah. You get to walk on his aircraft.
I did that.
Lisa Marie, baby.
And they said a couple of things. All the seat belts for the plane were all in 24-karat gold.
Of course they were.
And they said that he didn't really like the taste of alcohol, so that he would have 12 different types of soda always stocked on the plane for him and for his guests that were flying with him.
I suppose you're like a peanut butter and jelly soda.
Did you walk on that little, did you get on that little private jet too that was right next to it?
No, I didn't go on the private jet, but I went on the main one, the Lisa Marie, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Then finally, my favorite part of the whole thing was Sun Studios, which, if you know anything about rock and roll and history.
Oh, my goodness. Roy Orbison, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins.
Yes, yeah. All recorded in here, and they basically were discovered. And Dan, you've You went, didn't you?
I went. I actually have a hoodie on right now from Sun Studios.
Get out of here.
Bought a right through this.
I'll just real quickly, I'll just say the really cool thing about the tour guides were really, really good.
They were
awesome. You're with like 12 other people. But you go into the studio and it's really small. Everything is still original. The floor is original. The stuff they put in to make the sound the way it is all still original, the way it was when Elvis was in there. And they actually have little markings on the floor to say, hey, Elvis would have stood here, his guitar player would have stood here, so on and so forth. And then they have actual recordings that he did. In fact, they had his first recording that he did there. And they play it, and you can just almost, you can close your eyes and you can picture, like, Elvis is in the friggin' room. It's unbelievable.
Wow. That
gives you goosebumps. It was really, really cool.
That was the coolest. When we went, I went to Graceland and then went to Sun Studios. That was my favorite Sun Studios by far.
And one of the stories that he was talking about is that Carl Perkins, who was Blue Suede Shoes is his big song.
Right.
He said, you know, the tour guide set it up. He says, hey, you know, if you can picture Carl Perkins looking through this window right here, and he's trying to make Elvis laugh while he's doing a recording session. And then they actually play the recording session, and you hear, of course, Elvis cracking up. And you can picture him through the window. I mean, it was just the coolest thing. So that's all.
Good.
Thank you for letting me share that. And I'll put some pictures up on my website and some links for if people want to check it out, because all this stuff is really pretty close to St. Louis.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Southern guided tour with Bill Clevel.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Now, that'd make a nice vacation, and it's
yes,
all
I need to,
I right
need
there my, in one state.
Make it down there. Absolutely.
And to me, that's what you'd go to Tennessee for. But you watch these tourism commercials of Michigan or Tennessee, and I've said this before, they all show the same thing. Golf. Come, whack, play golf. We play golf anywhere.
A canoe
come
on
to,
a lake.
Yeah, come to Michigan and fish and play golf. Well, crap, I can fish and play golf just about anywhere in the United States. Tennessee, I think, has always done a pretty good job of making sure you know the Sun Studios, Grand Ole Opry. That's what sets them apart. My dad came back Sunday from this honor flight. Now, I'll talk about this maybe another time, but what I want to say to you is this. If you have a parent or grandparent who fought in World War II, this whole honor flight thing is unbelievable. I talked to my brother. He accompanied him on this thing. They left San Diego Friday. Now, they only depart from San Diego twice a year, May and October. And I'm assuming that's kind of the way it works in other cities, but it's called honor flight. And what they do is they honor and pay their respects while they're still around to guys who fought in World War II. And they left San Diego, go right to Washington, D.C., nonstop on a chartered flight. They were treated. Now, you understand that these are guys in their 80s and 90s, and many of them, like my dad, were just enlisted for 2 years. They weren't officers. They weren't any high-ranking anybody. They were soldiers, sailors. My brother said that it was one of the most powerful and impressive things he has ever seen. He said when they got to Washington, and they got off the plane, they put them on shuttle buses. There were 88 of these old guys. They had a 9-motorcycle police escort.
Whoa.
Into Washington.
Oh,
like
great.
They were dignitaries.
Nice.
That's awesome.
They had a banquet room. They stayed at the D.C. Hilton. They were treated throughout the whole thing with the utmost respect. And my dad said this was like one of the greatest things in his life. And when they got back to San Diego, and they got off the plane, you get off and you go through that little accordion thing. When they stepped into the terminal, they could hear applause before they even stepped out. And there were 200 uniformed military people of all ranks, high-ranking officers, saluting each one of them and calling them by name.
That's awesome.
That is great.
For a guy like my dad, who I know in his mind has never really been anybody. He's just a guy, and a blue-collar lunchbox guy who was just another guy that went in the service. For that couple of days to be treated like a general, and that's the best way you can describe
VIP treatment.
What I heard was, it, and it literally is, it's designated as, they have credentials that say VIP, and it's you wouldn't know that these guys weren't all 4-star generals from the way they were treated. So good for the honor flight. You can look it up. You can Google it. Just Google honor flight and take a look at you know, where they depart from to go to Washington. And they took in one day, Saturday, I think, 9 venues, including Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, including the Arlington Cemetery, the Iwo Jima statue, the Vietnam Veterans Wall. It was a long, exhausting day because my dad did it all in a wheelchair with my brother pushing him because he could never have made it otherwise. But each of these old guys is assigned somebody. They literally had a staff of 88 people, somebody, and then plus whoever accompanies you on the trip. So there was nobody who was going to be not well taken care of. And it's all very well thought out. So honor flight, if you get a chance and there's somebody in your family who fought. And the only requirement is that you must have fought in World War II. He said there were some guys on this trip who had fought Korean, World War II, and Vietnam, all three. But you must have fought in World War II to be considered for the honor flight. And I think the only other thing I remember my brother said was that you got to go through a little process and a questionnaire. And if you have dementia, you can't participate. And my brother kind of fudged a little bit on that. My dad has mild dementia, but he was able to kind of fake his way through it. Because I think that if you have it to any severe degree, you're going to be just completely lost. You're not even going to be able to process what's going on because it's an awful lot in what amounts to about a day and a half. If you'd like to go with us to Jamaica, we do have a couple of rooms that have become available. You want to contact Julie. All the information for that is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMandThePM. We'd love to have you with us. It's like $1,900-something dollars per person, two people per room. We're going to Montego Bay in January. And again, it's all on the page. Jump on it now because it is going to get cold. It's going to be nasty. Forget last winter. You got lucky there. You're going to freeze to death this winter. And by the time the third week of January gets here, you're going to wish you were with us. Well, maybe you can be. I hope you can. What else? Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman. You talk about the odd couple. Here are a couple of goofy-looking people who, if ever you think when they got together, wow, two people who found each other and probably nobody else in the world would have been the perfect match for this one. It's these two, and now they're busting up after 30 years. And apparently, little Danny DeVito, she just got sick of his womanizing and wandering.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And some women just kind of like
It's the wallet.
Well, you think he's
Come on. He's 4'8 or something. He's like a little bitty.
I think it's almost like a fetish kind of thing.
Well,
you think if Danny DeVito
were a carpenter and he made $35,000 a year.
With Taxi?
How many women do you think would look at Danny? Well, he's a star.
He doesn't get taxed.
I know, but also, they were perfect together. When you look at Danny DeVito and Perlman.
Well, and Rhea Perlman, who would give her a second
look? Yeah, it's like they're perfect.
Except Danny DeVito. So that's over. Barbara Streisand has kicked off not a big tour. I think it's 10 venues, 12 concerts, or something like that. And for as much as I can't stand how she throws her political agenda at everybody, and I don't like any star that does that, whatever side you're on, I said earlier, the three purest voices I've ever heard are Streisand, Celine Dion, and Karen Carpenter. We're not going to be seeing Karen Carpenter on tour
anymore,
so I'll tell you that. I think a round of applause for Peon once again. He finally went to the Fox Theater. I had no idea.
It was fabulous, as it's called.
How you could have avoided. I've never been to the Family Arena, but that's not the same category as the Fox Theater.
Have you been
to Powell Hall?
The Symphony.
Yeah, he's gone to
yes,
the Symphony.
Yeah, we've been to the Symphony a couple times.
All right. Yeah, at the Family Arena, I've not done. I've done the Sheldon. I'm not very cultured. I don't.
Louis C.K. was great. I mean, you need to start watching his show. But I heard Paul talked about it on, I guess, Monday. But the opening act was one of the worst things
I've ever seen
in my entire life. It was.
What was it?
I mean, just some guy. I think it's a friend of Louis.
Another comedian?
You know what?
Todd
a lot, of these, a lot of these guys do this. They let a buddy open for them.
Yeah, they do.
Well,
but how?
Why would you? If he's that bad, I don't.
I guess Louis doesn't care.
Just write the guy a check. Say, you're my friend. Here's a check. And pay him to not be at your opening.
Maybe that's good, though, if the opening act is that awful, because then everybody's so much more hyped up for.
Could be. Ladies, get in here, Blake.
Ooh, that's nice.
This family moves to a new city to live, a new town. And the son comes home from school, and he says, Daddy, he says, the other kids in my fourth grade class, they can count to 100, and I can only get to 10. Why is that? And his dad says, well, son, you're from West Virginia, and I don't know what else to tell you. I think that's just... That's the reason. You're from West Virginia. You'll catch up eventually. A couple days later, the kid comes home. He says, Daddy, he said, all the other kids in my fourth grade class, they know the whole alphabet. I can only get to L. But everybody else can do the whole. He says, son, you're from West Virginia. It's because you're from West Virginia. I don't know what else to tell you. A couple days later, the kid comes home and says, Daddy, you know, we had P.E. today, gym class, and all the other guys in the fourth grade class, they have little bitty penises. Mine's a whole lot bigger. Is that because I'm from West Virginia? He says, no, it's because you're 19.
All right, we'll see if things have gotten any better out there on the highways with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Nope, they haven't, Dan. Everything's just as bad as it was, especially if you're going eastbound 270. And like I said earlier, you can expect this for the next couple of weeks as they do this maintenance on the Chain of Rocks Bridge. You've got a lane down, only one lane open, and traffic is backed up now from McDonald all the way to the Canal Bridge on eastbound 270. A lot of people taking a detour trying to get on eastbound 70 to come downtown over those bridges, but you are jammed up a little east of Hanley now all the way out or into downtown. Earlier accident, plus you also have the express lanes that are shut down for the next 3 weeks. Northbound 170, slow between 70 and Scudder Road. On southbound 270, you're finding your slowdowns a little bit south of Page down through Geordie Ferry. On southbound 55, everything looks pretty good there. Southbound 170 is slow from Ladue down through 64. And westbound 64, you're going to find those normal heavy spots that are from Hampton to McCausland, 270 through Maryville Center, and then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, a couple slow pockets there. And we also have an accident on eastbound 70 at Jennings Station now that just popped up. It's got the left lane blocked. Add that to the woes. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Try the new roasted turkey and cranberry panini at St. Louis Bread Company. It's made with vegetarian-fed, antibiotic-free roasted turkey, cranberry moussarda, and spinach, all freshly baked on ciabatta. It's lunchtime at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on McGraw in the Morning.
Cardinals take on Washington in Game 3 of the playoffs. We'll talk to Post-Dispatch beat writer Joe Strauss about the latest, plus Dr. Jeffrey Lowell and Cat Neville with a couple of restaurants, not to mention actor-comedian Kevin Pollak. Join us Wednesday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Schneider, mayor of Florissant. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in St. Louis County. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert and never far from the action. We've been enjoying each other, hosting fun events for 225 years. Come join the fun this summer. Our strong economic engine has created tremendous growth in stores and restaurants here. Make Florissant your next place to shop for a shirt, a car, or even your next home. Florissant parties into the fall with a Wednesday night out at Handel's Cafe with live jazz among several of our favorite historic landmarks. The best block party in the state is our fall festival on St. Francis Street from Florissant Road to the famous St. Ferdinand Shrine, with fun for the whole family, including the world-famous Bob Cuban Brass. Don't forget our famous Veterans Day Parade. Come join the fun and see for yourself why Florissant's the place we love to call home. Maybe you should, too. Visit www.florissantmo.com to learn more about the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Southeast, it's what's inside that counts.
Hey, moms, have your kids been singing this?
Stuff? Can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Of course they have, because Stuffies is the hottest kids craze in the nation.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Stuffies are the irresistible collection of plush huggable animals you've seen on TV. Each one has 7 top secret pockets for kids to hide their treasures in. And each Stuffy teaches kids positive values. After all, it's what's inside that counts.
Stuff? Can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside, plus free shipping. Just go to stuffies.com right now.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed in a stuff?
Just go to stuffies.com. That's stuffies.com.
That's stuffies.com.
Why is Instaflex the number one selling joint relief solution at GNC? Because other joint supplements are sadly incomplete. They just don't start relieving joint discomfort fast enough. But Instaflex can start giving you relief in as little as a few days. And now, as part of a nationwide giveaway, you can get a complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex. That's right, GNC's number one seller, our most powerful joint relief solution ever. Missing only one thing, the price. But due to overwhelming demand, complimentary samples are not available in stores. Instead, we've set up a free express phone line to ship your sample straight to your door. You don't even have to leave your house. But call immediately while supplies last. 1-800-700-1440. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling our free express phone line now. 1-800-700-1440. That's 1-800-700-1440.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As an 1872 Mizzou grad.
Mark, it's 1972.
Oh yeah. We're proud to sponsor Mizzou football.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou battles Alabama. PM Barbecue, your official tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
tiny bubble.
What's going on in the land of Hollyweird, La La Land, they call it, Land of the Fruits and the Nuts. We got a guy who knows because he's one of those nuts. He's Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com. You thinking about remodeling the kitchen, the bathroom, the home entertainment room? Don't do it until you at least talk to the folks at Thompson Price. Here is Mike Evans. How's it going out there in Southern
Doing good. California? Doing good. How them Cardinals are off today, aren't they?
Yes. Tomorrow at noon or 1.
What is it? Is it 1-1?
1-1.
It is 1-1.
Boy, we get the short end of the stick. We always get the afternoon games, never prime time. It's always East Coast teams.
Didn't hurt us yesterday.
Well, no.
There you go. Pop quiz question. I love me some 007. How many bad guys have been killed on screen in the 22 007 movies? 252, 352, 452. Answer in a minute.
Hey, can you name all the Bonds? There's that one guy, wasn't there, that did one movie who just didn't fit?
Yeah, what Daltrey? Was his name? Another guy.
No. I think you had it right. Something like that.
Tim Daltrey?
Something like that. Yeah, he just, it's like, how did that happen?
I don't know.
I thought Roger Moore was a good one. Sean Connery, absolutely.
The best.
Absolutely the best. And
Pierce
Roger
Brosnan.
Brosnan was okay.
I didn't care that much for Brosnan. But I tell you what, I do like Daniel Craig now.
You know what? I like Craig, but I don't think he's getting the scripts that are as good as they should be. They're not great Bond scripts. Give him a really good one. Yes, I do like him.
There you go. TV review, guarantee one of the most bizarre television shows you will ever see airs tomorrow night on the TLC called Half Ton Killer.
Whoa.
Ew.
You might remember the story of the 1,100-pound woman.
Whoa. Yeah.
Who was charged with manslaughter when she rolled over on her 4-year-old nephew and he died. She now weighs 1,300 pounds.
Oh.
But now evidence shows that the child died probably of blows to the head, not crushed. But this woman is so heavy, she can't raise her arms high enough to have struck the child, but she's still being charged.
How does she take the oath then in the courtroom?
She hasn't gone to court yet. So she tells her whole story while sprawling in bed. It's just
gross.
It's just unbelievable. It's compelling though. I mean, you can't take your eyes off it. Like a accident on the other side of the freeway. It's on the TLC, which stands for the Learning Channel. But after this, you shake your head and you want to know.
What did I learn?
Learn where the other channels are. The loser channel. I still like that weird stuff, though.
I do, too.
I do. I love the conjoined twins. I like that little bitty tiny woman and her brother.
Big, tiny. Yeah.
TLC, they got a lot.
They have some good, interesting stuff.
They do.
TV ratings in 1 month, Michael Strahan with Kelly Ripa has matched the ratings for Regis with Kelly Ripa.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently people like him.
Pretty good.
Sunday night top three shows. This is very surprising. Number one, 60 Minutes. Number two, NFL football. Number three, Amazing Race. I mentioned this to a buddy of mine, and he goes, how did the NFL come in number two? He goes, oh, that's right. I watched 60 Minutes, too, because Arnold was on. Drew a lot of people. Hottest property on Broadway, TV, and maybe the movies right now is a guy, my homeboy, Franco Pena, knows this guy, Mike Shannon. Shannon, great on Broadway, and the play Grace will get a Tony Award. It's fabulous in Boardwalk Empire on HBO, and sensational as the evil General Zod in The Man of Steel, the new Superman movie.
He's the FBI guy.
Right? He is.
Yeah. No, not you, Mike.
No, it's different.
You're a different Mike Shannon.
I don't remember doing anything like that.
You're in baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. Wrong guy.
Third baseman, St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right.
Number 18 on your program. Number one in your heart.
Thank you, Mike.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
George Lansbury was the guy that played one James Bond on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
That was actually not even that's not even considered a James Bond movie.
Okay.
According to the James Bond people, that was in 59 or 60.
But Dan, you must feel like an idiot.
Yeah, I do. Well, it was whoever called that in.
If you want to see Michael Shannon in a really good movie this weekend, maybe go on demand or DVD. Check out the film Take Shelter.
Wow.
Anybody seen that movie?
No.
It was a very small little movie, but it is really good.
Is it an old movie?
About 3 years old.
You will really
like it. Take Shelter. Frank, get that movie and let me know what you think of it.
Right. One minute, Mr. Adams.
Oh, man, I got so much stuff.
I know.
Michael Jackson almost got buried at Neverland, but his daughter, Paris, stopped him from doing it. Michael Jackson's estate wanted to make a tourist attraction out of it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll just jump to this. 252, 352, or 452, number of people killed in all 22 James Bond movies.
Dan.
352.
252.
I'll go 352.
It is 352.
Genius.
And the Dr. No was the first movie in 1962, and November 16th will be the 50th anniversary. Skyfall will be released that date next month. Mike Evans, see ya.
I always want to say that Goldfinger was the first James Bond movie. I don't know why. To me, it's not. It's Dr. No.
Goldfinger.
Right? What was Goldfinger? Like a second or third or something like that? Remember that guy with that hat?
Yeah.
Odd Job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Goldfinger. That's a good movie. American Equity Mortgage. Let's have a little chat about this mortgage thing. If you have a whole lot of money and you're in a wealthy family, and then you turn 21 and your parents say, here's a house, you don't have to worry about a mortgage. Not too many people get a house without a mortgage. That means you have to pay cash for it. If you did that, if everybody waited till they could pay cash for a house, most people would be about 50 years old before they had a home of their own. They'd be renting, and then you're throwing that rent money away. So to you renters, I say to you what I've said before. In the last 50 or 60 years, there has not been a better time to stop renting and get a house. You don't have a home that you have to sell. You don't have that burden. You just have to come up with a down payment, do your homework, nose around, beg, borrow, steal, whatever. American Equity Mortgage would love to work with you on that. Stop throwing away rent money and start literally making money and having more in your pocket because of the tremendous tax deduction that goes along with owning a home. If you already own a home, you have equity. Use it. Use it to use the low interest rates that are out there today to borrow money for other things. That's called a home equity loan. And a bill consolidation loan is just that. Take all the bills, roll them up into one big ball, throw them at American Equity Mortgage, let them pay them off. It's a good feeling. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
All right, let's see if they've gotten any better. Tim, can you give us any good news on the highways?
No, I really can't, Dan. It's just a mess, and this is a lesson to be learned with everybody. There are alternate routes to take, and I'd like to tell you, but they're not shortcuts. They're long ways around. 367, take any of Lindbergh or West Florissant or the Halls Ferries up to Lindbergh and take that to 367 up through Alton. You can take 170 south to 70 and take that downtown, but you're still going to be running into jams all over the place. And eastbound 270 now is approaching McDonald, and that goes all the way over the chain of Rock Bridge because the Rock Bridge only has one lane open for the next couple of weeks. Also, southbound 270, stop-and-go traffic now south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. That's where an earlier stall was backing things up, and they've moved that off to the right shoulder. Once you get over the bridge downtown, westbound or eastbound 5570, that is slowing now from still 4th Street to the Highway 64. Westbound 64, you've got a little bit better between Hampton and McCausland. It is slow, though, 270 through Maryville Center, and then heavy again from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 170 slows from Olive down through Highway 64. And westbound 44 just had a little slowdown between Mirage and Bowles. This traffic report is brought to you by United Way. Helping people, that's what United Way does. From feeding families to helping children reach their potential, United Way of Greater St. Louis helps more than 1 million people locally. Join them at helpingpeople.org. With your or from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Restaurant Tuesday tonight on the forecast. Bring your knives and forks. Also, George Mayhew talks restaurants with us a little bit. Some TV talk with Tina Charles. And oh yes, the return of Ron Ramey. Some black and white and beyond. Also, America's Wealth Management, Kevin Lloyd. Talks about money. It starts at 9.
The Carney Show. Weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. We will meet you here again tomorrow. Till then, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.